Howdy, everybody. Welcome back for your Friday podcast. Reed Kerr here for readaboutit.com. And just to go ahead and start things off here with my full admission, I blew the national blog posting month. I got more than halfway through the month posting a new blog at least every day, and I felt pretty good about it, but I got sick and took a day off to go see my folks, and the sun was in my eyes, and you know, all sorts of things happened. I'm a sissy. I couldn't do it. Just couldn't come up with one every day with everything else that's going on. And for those of you not in the area, remember, I am living in East Texas in the middle of football playoff season. So the funny thing is, football coverage in East Texas, it makes Friday Night Lights look like a lighthearted comedy romp. I'm telling you. When I read the book Friday Night Lights, I thought, yeah, they didn't really go far enough with that. In all honesty, we do take it very serious around here. So that's the kind of thing that kind of overpowers everything else. So I apologize, but I will still attempt to give you some new stuff pretty much every day, or at least every day I think about it here at readaboutit.com. This is the Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, one of my least favorite days of the year if I have to leave my house. If I just have to hang around the house and, you know, watch some college football and that kind of thing, I feel pretty good about it. If I got to go out and fight that giant amoeba of people that's surging all over the North American hemisphere, man, I just can't stand it. Best Christmas I've ever had. I had all my Christmas shopping done by the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. And let me explain. I am not the kind of person that does things early. Ask anybody who has ever known me. I am a procrastinator. I still have college term papers that I haven't turned in. Okay? I was an 11-month baby, but I just hate to be out there stuck in lines at Christmas time. The year that I did it early, I had it all over with. I could relax. I could enjoy the season. I could enjoy the Christmas songs on the radio and the inappropriate rock and roll Christmas music and all of that stuff. Now, it did cost me about 3 months' salary to do all my shopping early. But, you know, Christmas normally costs you 2 months' salary anyway. So, but today, there's just that crazed get out there and shop kind of thing. That overwhelming insanity that possesses people to go stand in line at a Target store at 4 o'clock in the morning and wait for them to open just to get somebody a CD player. There's some great bargains out there, but I don't think any of them are worth a couple of hours of sleep. A long time ago, I tried to figure out how much I was worth per hour, and it's a lot of times worth a couple of hours of what it costs to rent me just to stay in bed. In Texas, we have a thing where once a year there is one weekend where you can go out and buy stuff for school, and that includes clothes and school supplies and all sorts of other stuff, tax-free, and you save 8.25%. And it is easily worth 8.25% to me to just stay at home and not be out there with, you know, an extra 1,000 people everywhere that I want to go shop. So there is a precedent for this. But, you know, good luck to all you folks that got out there early today. By the time you hear this, you probably have already not only got your Christmas shopping done, but hey, some of you may have already killed someone. So good luck to you. I hope you can beat the rap and Santa visits you guys in the pokey. But it's just, I wish I had already taken care of it. I didn't. I'll be out there fighting the traffic with the rest of you guys, you know, singing Little Drummer Boy at the top of my lungs or whatever else I can do. That one year that I had all of my stuff done by Thanksgiving, I still went out and shopped, but I just walked around with buggies full of stuff and got in front of people. I just wanted to spread some of that Christmas magic around. Oh, it's a special time of year, folks. That'll do it for today. As, of course, it's Friday, which means I got to get out there and go to 7 or 8 different high school football games. We are in the playoffs. But we'll be back next Friday with more. And again, I apologize for totally whiffing on the National Blog Posting Month. But I will attempt to bring the funny for the rest of the year. How about if we do it that way? Thanks for listening. As always, drop me a line, a comment, either here on the blog. Send me an email at snowfire51@gmail.com or whatever else you would like. Have a happy holiday season, and we'll be back next week with more. Thanks for listening. Seacrest out.